And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts in the main gallery, the exhibit Passion, the Art of Collecting, from the collection of the Georgia Museum of Art, pieces on loan from Giuliano Cesare. Over 300 pieces of drawing, some as early as the 15th century, and artifacts much, much older, drawings filling the room. Really lovely exhibit on display through mid-January. You can see that at the ACA now, as well as all of their other exhibits. Restore is the resale store for Habitat for Humanity. All proceeds benefit Habitat. You can donate items to Restore, or you can find items and thus help Habitat for Humanity. Restore is at 215 East Pinhook in Lafayette. For more information, the website is restorelafayette.org. That's Habitat for Humanity's Restore in Lafayette. The Stage Monkeys of Lafayette present a special offbeat holiday show tomorrow evening, Wednesday, December 19th, at Theater 810. Tickets are available by calling the theater at 484-0172. The theater is small, only about 50 seats are available, and you may want to consider getting a reservation ahead of time. You can purchase them at the door if there are seats available. That's tomorrow night, 7:30, Theater 810, the Stage Monkeys of Lafayette's holiday show. And the Acadiana Repertory Theater, in collaboration with the Acadiana Center for the Arts, presents Dickens' classic Christmas Carol Revisited in a specially commissioned play called Carol, A Broken Chain. The Acadiana Rep commissioned that by playwright Ben Jolivet. The play is being performed at the Acadiana Center for the Arts Thursday, December 20th through Saturday, December 22nd. Tickets are available through the ACA box office at 233-7060 or go to their website. That's ART, Acadiana Repertory Theater, in Carol, A Broken Chain, Thursday through Saturday of this week. This Thursday, December 20th, in Grand Coteau, an oral history presentation and fiction reading. Grand Coteau native Rose Barrier Johnson will be talking about her memories of Grand Coteau, in particular her parents, Wilfred and Frances Barrier, who were well known in the Grand Coteau area. Reading her fiction will be Jane Blunchy. She is an MFA student at the University of Arkansas and a writer. Her first travel novel, Love Tupelo, was released last fall. For more information about the readings and presentations, you can contact Casa Azul in Grand Coteau. That's this Thursday from 7 until 9. That's at 232 Martin Luther King Drive in Grand Coteau. And looking a little bit ahead, on December 31st, the Children's Museum of Acadiana looks forward to its annual New Year's Noon Carnival and Countdown. Hundreds of families and friends of the museum gather. It's their 16th annual New Year's Noon Carnival and Countdown from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Monday, December 31st. There will be carnival games and crafts and several ball and prize drop locations inside the museum. Lots of events. For information, you can call the Children's Museum of Acadiana or go to their website. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, which is krvs.org. You can click on the schedule button and find out more about our weekly schedule, or you can search for individual programs and listen to archived shows or download programs for listening to later on. And of course, you can support your favorite public radio station with an end-of-year tax-deductible contribution on our website. Just click one of the buttons, support or pledge now, and make that tax-deductible contribution before the end of the year. You can also donate a vehicle before the end of the year for a tax deduction. That's a car, a truck, an RV, a boat, a motorcycle, anything that moves that may be taking up space in your garage or driveway or yard, and you can donate that to KRVS. You can call us for more information, but if you're on our website, krvs.org, near the bottom there's a big red button that says car donation. Just click on it and you can fill out information at that page, or you can call the toll-free number and find out more about donating that vehicle to get it out of your life and to make a tax-deductible donation and help KRVS. That's all at our website, krvs.org. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with All Things Considered from National Public Radio from 4 until 6. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 to 7. At 7 o'clock, it's From the Top, hosted by Chris O'Reilly, young classical musicians being interviewed by Chris O'Reilly and playing music. And at 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning at 8 o'clock with John Green's Night Train Jazz. At 10 o'clock, it's Dajahl McGarnier's Passport to Modern Jazz, which goes until midnight. In just a moment, we will join NPR.